Dobro požalovat. Очень приятно видеть вас сегодня здесь, в Пушкин клубе. That means welcome. It's wonderful to have you all here today. And I'll just give you some housekeeping and pass over to Sebastian. The Pushkin Club, as most of you know, is part of Manning Clark House. And you're about to hear a fascinating story of the history of Russia and its culture and love of the motherland from our speaker, Tony Kevin. Housekeeping, the toilets are through that door at the back there, to the right. Can you please make sure that your social distancing it looks as if you are. There's food and drinks for you up the back there. I'm afraid the white wine isn't all that cold. And please use the rubbish bins underneath the food table when you're finished with your cup and your plate and so forth. The kitchen is not to be used, so there's no access into the kitchen. If you want a drink of water, there's water on the table there. I'd like to thank Adam, who's hidden behind a curtain here, who's operating the sound system and the visuals. Adam, poke your head out, please. And now I'll pass over to Sebastian, who is the son of Manning Clark.
Thank you, Penny, and very warm welcome from Manning Clark House to all the sunny faces I can see in front of you. I've already had a message from my good father, and he said he's very, very happy that Tony is talking here today about Russia, which was, to put it mildly, one of his great loves. When he was about 15, he had a year off school because he had epilepsy. Pretty bad. Soon after that, the headmaster, which I find very remarkable in Australia of the 30s, said to him, "Clark, you should read Dostoevsky." I doubt whether my father had heard of Dostoevsky in those days, but he did. Franklin was the headmaster's name, and hardly anybody else in Australia would have read much of Dostoevsky then. My father remembered it. Then a couple of years later, he had to have another year off from university with epilepsy, and then he got really stuck into Dostoevsky and spent that year in him and also in Tolstoy. They have been a very large part of all of our family, the Russian writers and Russia itself. My father, his knowledge of Russian was a bit more than mine, but not really very good. On the other hand, he had a daughter, my sister, who went down to Melbourne University in order to enrol. She had to do four subjects. She enrolled for philosophy, English, French. This is her talking. "I've got to do a fourth. What will I do? My name is Katerina." Katerina, not Catherine. Katerina. How many girls in Australia born in 1941 were called Katerina? Anyway, I'm Katerina. Dad's just been to Russia, and so I'll do Russian, which he did, and it transformed her life. There was about three people doing Russian each year, so she got great help, and then she went off did a master's at the ANU, but most of that time was spent in Moscow. She did get to other parts, but mostly in Moscow. And she greeted me when I arrived with a student party. She has been Russian ever since. She's currently teaching at Yale, and she's teaching Russian mainly, and also the whole of European culture. And she's written books about Russia. I think I've said enough in order to convince you that the family is very, very steeped in Russia. And They all, both my mother and father, they always send me messages, and they are very pleased that this Pushkin Club is functioning. It is the sort of thing that they think Manning Clark House should have, and which it certainly does have. And one of the things that the Pushkin Club does is it has very distinguished speakers. Very distinguished speakers. And it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome to you today one of our very distinguished, if not the most distinguished speakers, in Tony Kevin. And I think Tony said he first went to Moscow in 69, right? Which was 4 years after I did. 4 years. And so he was a slow starter as far as Russia is concerned. But what he is going to do today is to give you a broad sweep about Russia and Russian culture. And I'm going to listen to every word. And I'm sure you are all going to listen to every word. Tony Kevin.